setting the bar stories, Kelly, are...
examples of what not to do.
So, what do they say about a scorned ex or a scorned woman? Like, don't cross a scorned woman. I don't know. Whatever it is. if you can manage to make it through the day without listing out the 30 things you did in the entire month of December to your ex-boyfriend on TikTok, you're doing okay. Or perhaps you could flip it and say, if you can manage to make it through the day without being such a bad boyfriend that you drive your ex to do all these things when you break up, you're doing okay.
Okay, either way, it's a bad situation, apparently.
So this woman who goes by Samaj on TikTok, she went on TikTok and listed out all the things that she did to get back at her ex. Little petty things, right?
She says that he's pressing charges. So this probably isn't helpful.
Right.
On day one, I super glued his gas tank shut. On day two, I wrote a letter to his mother about a secret child that he's been hiding for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I made that whole thing up, but my letter was very emotional and believable.
Uh-huh.
On day three, I sent flowers to his job with a note from his sponsor, implying that he relapsed over the weekend, but that it's okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, she goes on for 3 minutes talking about every single day she did something.
On day four, I had random people show up at his door at all times of the night so that he was sleep deprived and actually looked like an addict at work the next day.
Oh my gosh. This is diabolical.
It is 100% diabolical.
On day five, I made a Tinder profile for him as a down low man who loves aggressive men.
Yeah. I mean, she went in hardcore. Yes, with this guy. I don't know what he did.
I wrote a letter to the bank that he was financing his car through, pretending to be him.
Yeah.
And I voluntarily surrendered his vehicle.
Oh, this is so much fraud. This is like unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world did he do to deserve all that?
Right. Right. I mean, look.
Well, we do find out in part two a little.
Well, part two, basically, she did say that she's not going to be going to jail.
But then just continued on with things she tried to do but didn't get away with.
Right, right. And she
was trying to frame his grandma for a prison break in Louisiana. Like, tried to contact several inmates' families members to get some belongings to have grandma be caught with them. Like, that's next level. She did list out some of his transgressions. Do you want to hear what he did?
Yes.
To deserve all this? Turn the bedroom lights on at 5:45 while he got ready for work. Mm-hmm. So that woke her up.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
When they took walks, he didn't walk closest to the street.
Mm-hmm.
So
she could be in danger of getting hit by a car first.
Yeah, so
okay,
it's that
got
kind
it.
Of stuff. It's
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then she launches this. Now, I'm pretty sure this is an elaborate joke, satire. She worked it into a partnership with DoorDash. So, you know, if you want to like send fake flowers from a fake girlfriend to your ex's work to get him into more trouble, there's just a lot to dive in here. Several videos. Like, that's commitment to the bit at the very least.
Yeah, fun comments. Haven't heard of this advent calendar before. others commented, as a lawyer, this video is a bad idea. However, as a fan, this video is amazing. Others, are you representing yourself in court? I think you could probably win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm another one. I'm so disappointed in myself. I need to work harder.
At revenge,
right?
I'm not hating to my full potential.
Right, right. She's diabolical, yeah.
Yeah, I'm more impressed that you came up with this many banger ideas in one day.
Right, right.
Do you offer courses by chance?
Right.
I feel like I'm supposed to be horrified, but the commitment to the story arc is honestly impressive. Your attention to detail and continuity really shines here.
Right.
And I made a wedding registry, so any woman looking to date him will think that he's an engaged cheater.
Yeah. I mean, these are just some of the things that she did. Like I said, there's a good 3.5 minutes worth of stuff, 30 items. Yeah. And now she does say, look, I know that December has 31 days. I spent the first day just coming up with all of these things.
Yes. Yeah. Just the one day came up with the to-do list. It's a to-do list.
So don't know if it's all satire. Don't know if it's...
It has to be.
legit like it has or not.
To be. She says that there were like court dates and all the things. I don't know. But from doing as much research as I could fit in, it has to be satire.
So, again, not sure who should be the star, whether it's the person who did those things to her, causing, forcing her hand, if you will.
Or that awful man who didn't walk closer to the road or turned on the lights too early for her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Samantha, thank you. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That was the phrase I was trying
there
to think. Yes. Or it's her. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you have any fun, like, petty ways that you've gotten back at an ex. Like, not violent or anything like that, but, like, petty. Like the little level of pettiness. I don't know if you can come to her level or not, but would love to hear some of your stories.
I'm not sure if there's many people that are at that level. She feels like she's in a category of her own.